remarkably had a lack of rain in about the last week. I say that because we've had so much rain this spring and early summer. Joining us right now from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Chief of Watershed Hydrology in the Detroit District, Keith Kampalowicz. Keith, good morning.
Good morning to you.
The Great Lakes are at their highest recorded levels, many of them, aren't they?
Yeah, we're seeing record high water levels on Lake Superior, Lake St. Clair, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. Very close to setting a record in June on Lakes Michigan and Huron. So, yes, the lakes are very full and setting records.
It's we've at least gone a few days now without rain. Do we? What's the forecast now as far, you know, if we're able to either have a lack of rain or just normal rain for the rest of this summer? Are we going to see the water levels begin to decline?
Yeah, typically the lakes will begin their decline sometime in the summer, depending on the lake, maybe later in the summer. For the most part, it looks like the lower lakes, like St. Clair, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario, are very near their peak and should start to decline, especially in this weather pattern that we're in.
This has caused problems.
The bigger lakes to the north. Might peak a little bit later this summer.
This has caused problems all over the state, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's not just a state of Michigan issue. It's all of the states and Canadian provinces that border the lakes are dealing with the impacts of the record high conditions.
What are some of those impacts? We know what we've seen locally. We've seen along the St. Clair River, for example, very high levels of water, and the water, lapping up into people's yards and onto the boardwalks. What else have we seen in terms of the high water levels?
The coastal flooding is one of the bigger issues, especially during storm events, periods of high winds and high waves that will cause very localized higher water levels. And then we're also seeing instances of shoreline erosion on all the lakes as well, as the wave action is now breaking higher up on the shoreline, meeting very erodible material, and the shoreline is changing rapidly in some locations.
What can people do if they are impacted by this?
Well, they can certainly take steps to protect their property. There's the opportunity for the Corps of Engineers to come out and provide technical assistance to local communities, and we are currently doing that in St. Clair County and several of the other counties in southeastern Michigan. And that technical assistance is, finding areas that might be susceptible to flooding, how to properly protect structures with sandbags and things of that sort.
Of course, as you know, this is a busy recreational boating area, and this is the peak time of year for folks to be out on their watercraft. We've been reminding people as often as we can to slow down and make the St. Clair River a no-wake zone. That's very important to do, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That kind of falls outside of what the Corps has the ability to do, but yes, I know the Coast Guard is very keen on making sure that folks are following the existing no wake restrictions.
What has been the main cause of this? Obviously, we had a lot of rain, but there was also a lot of ice buildup in the winter. Is that to blame as well? And are we likely to see that pattern continue next winter again?
Yeah, I mean, we can trace the current record high water levels back over the past couple of years, as we have seen consistently wet conditions over the lakes, and then the very dramatic rises that we saw this spring on the lakes were the result of just an unbelievable amount of rain going back to April. April, May, and June were all months with above average rainfall across the Great Lakes Basin, and that combined with already high levels to bring us to the where we are now with the record-setting conditions.
Well, we certainly hope to see the waters recede sooner rather than later. It's been nice to not have some rain over this these last several days, and that's certainly going to help. Keith, we appreciate the information. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You got it anytime. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye now.